They have, said Kenneth, been very savvy in that respect. Savvy, I said. He seemed to be implying that the Barney story had been deliberately disseminated, just so all the human rights violations being committed in post-war Iraq could be reduced to this one joke. I put this to him, and he shrugged. He didn't know what was going on. That, he said, was the problem. What I did know was that Sergeant Mark Hadsell, the PSYOP soldier who approached Adam Piore that night and said to him, "Go look out by where the prisoners are," had been given nothing more than a light reprimand for his indiscretion. Was Kenneth Roth right? Had Barney been chosen to torture people in Iraq simply because the dinosaur provided that powerful thing, a funny story for the people back home? There is a room in a police building on top of a hill in Los Angeles that houses an array of pepper sprays and stun guns and malodorants, tiny capsules of powdered fecal matter, dead mammals, sulfur, and garlic, which are great at crowd disbursement and will gag a maggot. The man who showed me these things was Commander Sid Heal of the L.A. Sheriff's Department. After the 1st Earth Battalion's Colonel John Alexander, Sid is America's leading advocate of non-lethal technologies. Sid and Colonel Alexander, my mentor, Sid called him, frequently get together at Sid's house to test out various new electronic zappers on one another. If the two men are impressed, Sid introduces them into the L.A. law enforcement arsenal. Then, like the now widespread taser stun gun, the weapons sometimes spread throughout the entire U.S. police community. One day somebody might calculate how many people are alive today having not been shot dead by police officers because of Sid Heal and Colonel Alexander. Sid Heal had dedicated his life to researching new non-lethal technologies, so I assumed that he would know all about the Barney torture. But when I described to him what I knew, the flashing light, the repetitive music, the shipping container, he looked perplexed. "I don't know why they're doing it," I said. "I don't either," he said. There was a silence. "Do you think they know why they're doing it?" I asked. "Oh, yeah," Sid smiled. "I don't think anybody would go to those lengths to set up that elaborate a system without some ultimate scheme in mind. We don't experiment on each other, not in our culture." Sid fell silent. He thought about the Barney technique and the accompanying flashing lights, and a startled look suddenly crossed his face. "I suppose it could..." He paused and then said, "Nah." "What?" I said. "It could be the Buka effect," he said. "The Buka effect?" I said.